Welcome back to the Microsoft Cloud Transition Training. I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group, with the goal of helping to improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about the seventh installment of a nine-part training we've created along with our content partner, Service Leadership, to help you get your business transitioned to the cloud. In this session, we'll underscore some important considerations for your finance department when implementing your chosen cloud business option. Specifically, we'll explore pricing methodology, invoicing, and accounts receivable policies. As you know, the finance department is your internal scorekeeper. As such, they'll want to compare the results of your cloud business strategy with the assumptions underlying the ROI model used to justify your investment. The good news is that cloud revenue under most of the cloud business options is much easier to forecast than either product sales or project revenue. Long-term contracts with typically low attrition make this possible. Consequently, your forecasting horizon lengthens and becomes more accurate due to the typically high renewal rates for recurring revenue services. Pricing a new service correctly, including your chosen cloud business option, is one of the most important decisions for optimal growth and profitability. There are three basic pricing strategies. Low-performing solution providers price to the competition or market. The result is predictably low profits and higher client attrition. Why is this? Because many low-maturity service providers lack the skill to price in any other way except a gut feel, and consequently are losing money at the prices that they're offering. At a higher operational maturity level, solution providers use cost-based pricing because they have much better modeling and forecasting skills. The result is usually median profitability and average growth. Contrast this with high-performing solution providers who've mastered the art of value-based pricing. Value-based pricing focuses on the amount of value added to the customer's business, not the fee. These providers achieve a triple win with higher pricing, profitability, and growth. Value-based pricing focuses on the amount of value added to the customer's business, not the fee. These providers achieve a triple win with higher pricing, profitability, and growth. Top-performing solution providers also present pricing succinctly and with confidence, offering only one price per service. This can be based upon user count, hardware, or services chosen, but the best method is to create a single price per customer, including all services in one bundle. This offer is often called complete, includes their cloud offering, and generally yields optimum revenue per customer, services standardization, and shorter sales cycles. Lower maturity solution providers make mistakes in pricing that affect their potential success. They offer too many pricing packages, which makes services' job more difficult, and lowers profits per client. These solution providers often promote an inexpensive package to lure in volume, but in fact attracts customers who are difficult to convert to higher service packages or to cross-sell other offers. Further, growth is more difficult because the average revenue per transaction is lower. The key to pricing your service is to focus on the value you are providing to the customer. Don't let so-called market prices offered by low maturity solution providers distract you. Show your existing customers and prospects the value of your service, and the right customers will pay for it. The observations that we just covered are in the slide on the screen now. Take a moment to look at the advice given to product and project-centric partners. Since these predominant business models often lack experience in value-based pricing, we recommend that you start with cost-plus pricing and adjust with experience. Make your best estimate to fully cost the service operating at scale. In time, you'll prove out these assumptions and gain valuable experience in your target market, gaining enough information to adopt value-based pricing later. Another consideration for the finance team involves invoicing and accounts receivable policies. Low-performing providers tend to be less effective at managing proper cash flow and often confuse giving the customer a break on collections with creating higher customer satisfaction. High OML partners use invoicing policies to their advantage. Invoices are generated 15 days before the beginning of a month of service, and terms are net 15 days. The result is generally being paid prior to serving the client. Payments are predominantly handled by ACH transfer or credit card transactions to further speed collections. If payments are late, a company representative calls the customer immediately. Service is suspended if the customer is over 10 days late, and service is terminated the second time the payment is more than 10 days late. These are best practices. Once again, see the accompanying slide to find out where your organization stands today and work immediately toward the next highest level. Product and project-centric PBNs, again, typically have more work to do to implement these best practices. The key thought for product-centric PBMs is that services can and should be billed in advance. Project-centric PBMs with more experience in progress billing and collections should make an effort to set up billing change processes to maintain billing accuracy as accounts change. Service quantities for cloud and managed services are dynamic and can change quickly. Absent tight change managed processes, the partner can quickly find themselves under or overbilling for services. Just like the other major functions, finance plays a crucial role in offering a new service. Pricing is a key decision not to be taken lightly, and collection practices can substantially reduce the working capital invested in the new cloud business strategy. In the next session, we'll evaluate compensation as it relates to your chosen cloud business option. I hope you found this content useful. Thanks for your time today.